Task 64, section 2, question 3. And this one says the argument proceeds by, so how does the argument proceed? Its structure. And it says, efforts to create a more egalitarian society are often wrongly criticized on the grounds that total equality would necessarily force everyone into a common mold. Okay, so it's saying that sometimes people say equality is, you know, egalitarian societies would, everybody would be the same. But the author is saying they're wrongly criticized. So the author is saying, look, egalitarian doesn't necessarily mean that everyone fits the same mold. Equality is presumed by such critics to require unacceptably bland uniformity. So the author is saying these people mistake equality for uniformity, but this is not so. So that's the conclusion, that basically equality doesn't mean uniformity enforced into a mold. By promoting complementary human interests, a society can achieve a greater and more prosperous equality while enhancing rather than minimizing diversity. Now, the interesting thing is the author really doesn't give a whole lot of reasons, but it's saying by promoting complementary human interests, a society can achieve equality and diversity. So it's saying because it leads to this, you know, complementary human interests, then it can lead to it. So it's basically saying this argument fails because there's a way that this can do both. So undermining a view by showing that its general acceptance would lead to undesirable consequences, it's not saying that their viewpoint is going to lead to bad consequences. It's saying that their viewpoint overlooks something that could happen. Rebutting an objection by attacking the assumption on which it is said to be based. Maybe. It is an objection that, you know, here's what a more egalitarian society would have. And it rebuts that by saying, here's what they're assuming, so maybe. Attacking a view by claiming that those who propose it are motivated only by self-interest, it doesn't say that they're self-interested. Claiming that whatever is true of a group must be true of each member, that is a way of arguing its flaw, but it doesn't occur here. Undermining an apparent counterexample to a universal claim, it's not really giving a counterexample to a universal claim. And so B is going to be our best answer. And I really picked it largely because I just don't like any of the others. And I can say why they're wrong. And that's good enough to say that B is correct. And it does try to rebut an objection to egalitarianism by attacking the assumptions on which it are based, meaning that people would have to be fit into a certain mold. And so therefore, B is our best one.